Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Gibbons is breaking up with somebody.
We broke up, Riggs.
Who broke up?
We broke up.
Who is we?
It ain't your girlfriend. I'm not that dumb.
No.
You're too much of a pansy.
If I wanted to break up with her.
I was doing the dishes. I'm not breaking up with
her. If I wanted to break up with her, I would, okay? But guess what? We did not break up, but we broke up were words I was not expecting to hear when I checked in with my buddy Danny back in New Jersey, who just had a baby, who's engaged, was about to get married. They had the wedding date planned for October.
Yeah.
Danny's such a Jersey name.
I talked to him earlier in the week. I go, dude, how's the wife and kids? And he just goes, we broke up. What do you mean you broke up?
Sounds like when I got divorced and people were like, excuse me?
Yeah. I'm like,
they're like, you're pregnant. And I'm like, yeah, we broke up. And they're like, but you're pregnant.
Uh-huh. And we broke
the same
up.
Conversation. They're like, what do you mean you broke up? You
just repeat it again in English. We broke up.
I'm like,
there you go.
You just had the baby. The wedding is in like 2 months. What do you mean you just broke up? And he goes, dude, you're not going to believe this. Well, of course I'm not going to believe it. What the hell's going on? So they have a baby, my buddy Danny and his fiance Amy, right? And then she, like a month after the baby's born, goes, you know, I don't think I want to be with you anymore.
That's okay.
And then
it's better for her to say it before they get married.
Yes.
And then within 2 weeks, she's taking long road trips to see a dude, right? Now my friend Danny is freaking out and he's going like, my daughter kind of looks like me. Looks a lot more like her mother.
Oh,
I'm not sure if this is even my daughter now.
Stop it.
This is some Jersey crap that like you can't write. Only in New Jersey where I'm from where everybody's trash.
I would disagree. I can find people all over Wisconsin who don't know who the baby daddy
is.
In fairness, okay?
Ditto, Indiana. I lived there for a while. There's a lot of questionable people there.
He's freaking out. He goes, we can get a paternity test, but that costs a lot of money, and that would be coming out of my pocket.
So is child support over the next 18 years, dude.
True. I'm like, I don't know what to tell him. I didn't know what to do. I was like, you're between a rock and a hard place,
dude. But wait a second. Was she acting like this when they got pregnant? No, it sounds like this just started. So maybe she wasn't sleeping with anyone else.
I would hope not, but I'm like, dude, what do you mean? He goes, dude, go look at her social media. Everything she's doing is public because I'm not friends with her on Facebook. And she's out there like with the dude going on road trips. She's going there. He's coming here. And they seem all chummy. My buddy's like, he had his whole life planned.
Okay, this is why I'm torn on this. This is a fair scenario.
Yes.
Because you're telling me that they were getting married, they had their baby, the wedding's in October, she calls off the wedding, and now she's screwing some other dude. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
She actually did the way we tell people to do it. Break up. In the wedding, then do
it. Yes, then be with someone else.
Assuming she wasn't with somebody else, we actually should be commending her for doing it correctly versus cheating, walking out on someone after a baby. Like, she actually did what she was supposed to do.
Which is the right step to take if you want to be with somebody else.
In fairness,
here's another guy. I want to be with another.
It makes him feel good.
No, please.
Right.
Here's
another guy. I want to be with him. I don't want to be with current guy.
So I'm ending the marriage.
Yes, I'm ending this with guy one and going with guy two.
Mm-hmm.
And going off with guy two.
I actually think she might have done the right thing.
This is 1,000,000% the reason I brought this up to my two logical friends in the room because my buddy Danny told me this and I was like, you need me to make some calls? I'll get this dude wiped out. Well, you just point the finger and we'll get it done.
Have your friend Danny call this number. It's 1-888-456-2879. And that's the number for the Maury Show. He can get on the Maury Show.
Maury can help.
He can determine the father thing. There's no cost to him. He's on TV. He probably finds another chick through the TV thing. Because, poor guy, poor scorned man.
Brilliant.
He's going to get a bunch of ass because of
it.
You're welcome.
And when you're a dude named Danny from Jersey, it's all about getting ass.
We're
smart. Yeah. Very smart. Thank you, friends.
You're welcome.
Seriously,
that's what we're here for.
Sounds horrible, but we kind of are commending her.
Honestly.
Yes. I mean, honestly.
Right? Yeah.
Instead of getting married and divorced.
Exactly. Or cheating while married.
Right?
Jesus, come on.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.